Welcome to the TOD podcast. My name is Lola C. Wolf. I'm one of your hosts of the I Am X crew in company with Ebel and other shenanigans of our crew. I'll be introducing the topics of diversity, life and death. This podcast is here to inspire, uplift, and make you realize what really matters in life. Welcome to the TOD podcast. Back with solo episode. Hi, it's me, Lola, and thank you so much for sticking with us, listening to us all around the world. You always amaze me where you listen from, so thank you for that. We reached over 30 countries by now, and it's just blowing my mind. Me sitting in my room, sharing my thoughts, and people all around the world tuning in. So thank you for that, guys. Today I want to talk about the topic of non-binary me. And there's a couple of thoughts that I want to share. There was non-binary awareness week, but I'm going to be honest with you, I'm never good with catching up with all the important weeks because there's so much to celebrate every month, every week. So I'm not your A-class icon when it comes to LGBTQ. Hey, this week we're going to celebrate this part of the community and then we celebrate this. But if you're one of those people, I kudos you. That's really great. And generally speaking, obviously we are a story beyond Pride Month, but often enough, I still see it that people just drop the minute June is over. And what I especially don't want to drop is the discussion. The discussion, the voices in the room, we cannot stop here. We have to keep going. So essentially, there has been recently something on my mind where it's been part of my personal journey, but as much as it's been a journey of some of my other non-binary friends, non-binary people don't owe you gender. We don't. That's exactly the part of who we are and what we represent. There are non-binary people that are like more feminine leaning or more masculine leaning, or like me, not really giving a shit about any concept in that sense. But often enough, I see people, especially white cis het people, being confused. And instead of like opening up and having a conversation with people like me, you are judging from the outside. And I need you to stop. I need you to stop and understand that this is not about you. It never was. It never has been. I had this conversation often enough with people asking me, but what if I'm heteronormative presenting and I'm going to be in a relationship with someone that represents being non-binary? Does that make me something in the LGBTQ? First and foremost, from my perspective, no. And then other people might possibly say yes. The way I see it is, you fall in love with people. I know there are people that are immensely attracted by physical attributes and aesthetics, and there's nothing wrong with that. And it can be that you have a preference for non-binary people, but essentially you're not gonna go picking, I hope so at least not, and say, this is the type of non-binary I want. No, there isn't a type of being non-binary. And if you're someone that is working in the creative industry, I want you to listen that exactly this is the problem that we're having right now and it needs to change. We need a representation that shows all kinds of layers of non-binary, because there is no just one way and there's no one white way of being non-binary. There is complexity, there's color, there's culture, there's beauty, and there's art in being non-binary. And I want you to listen and understand that and include that, whether you work as a director, as an actor, and especially as a photographer. And when you're a male photographer as well, constantly shooting white blonde girls is not your portfolio, it's a sexual preference. I said what I said. So essentially, I want you to really think about, where am I not making these changes and standing diversity in the way? Where am I afraid to do these changes? Because I understand there's a complex matter behind it, and it's the system in itself. It's not the individual. But we all need to have these difficult conversations and these discussions so that we raise a standard for non-binary people.
There's no discussion anymore about this. This is what's going to happen in the future, and it is already happening. There's so much beauty and change that we have come across. Representation. But I want more. I want more than the three figures that you can barely see in the industry of acting. I want stories and layers and representation on all ends of the spectrum and of the community. So these are my thoughts I'm going to leave you with today. And if you're a coach or a mentor, yes, especially you, I'm speaking to you, the white heteronormative coaching bubble, I'm going to do another episode about this. You're also part of the problem. Every time you mention that you're raising a program for just women and not including non-binary people or trans women, you're part of the problem. I'm sorry, but I have to be harsh here and cut it that way, because we are at the point where we cannot be simple anymore. It has to be strong and it has to be direct. Every time we talk about female and male, every time we talk about men and women, and we constantly repeat the stories of the binary standard, we are not making space. We are excluding people, and we are going away from a diverse, inclusive standard. Let that sink in. That's all I'm going to leave you with today. And no matter where you are in the world, I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you really take the strong medicine into consideration. And I can't wait to hear you next time on the TOD podcast.